And I think it's really, like, I think it's really much needed at this point in time in like, North America, in North American mainstream media, because, you know, we're living through some, like, real moral panicky times where there are politicians and educators and religious leaders and stuff who are very dead set on performing, like, mass systemic genocide against queer people, especially trans people, and starting with trans youth. And seeing these everyday queer people just kind of, like, mess up their lives is kind of fun. And I think it is actually good for, like, quote-unquote representation, because it goes to show, I'm not even going to talk about the cisgender heterosexuals, it goes to show other queer people that you do not have to be an exceptional person to be deserving of good things. You do not have to be, like, a queer superhero. You don't have to be a freaking activist. You don't have to be, like, a survivor, an incredible drag performer, an artist, a visionary, etc., to be a person who is queer and who deserves to have, like, good, loving relationships, deserves to have communities and friendships. You can be as human and as messed up as these cisgender heterosexuals who we've seen constantly in reality television shows be mediocre and not always the best people. And that's really great. I think that's I think that's kind of needed at this point in representations of queer people in mainstream media. We're so often demonized that many of us feel the need to perform incredible feats, to achieve amazing things, to be thought of as good, good, good people. And the fact of the matter is, we are people. We're human. We are going to mess up. We're not going to be perfect. We can't strive for perfection, especially not for cisgender heterosexual people. We need to show that to people in our circle. We need to show that to other queer people, that you can be kind of messed up. Other people have had the privilege to be messed up for so many years, and it's not fair that we don't get to have that. So that is one reason I think that I'm watching the Ultimatum Queer Love Edition. Imagine if you just tuned into the show and you heard me talk about something so deep, and yet it's about this horrible Netflix series. Oh my god. That's funny. More music. Here's Baseball Bear by 17. As I mentioned before, I've watched Linda, 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 like this artsy coming-of-age Japanese movie about girls who form a band for their school festival. The bassist of Baseball Bear actually played the bassist of the band in the movie. So check it out. It's a good time. Enjoy.
Got
Back to Typically Tuesdays. You just heard Yeah You Yo with I Love. Before that, you heard You and Me by Chili Beans. My name is Leslie, and yeah, we're deep into the J-rock portion of this playlist. We're gonna move on with some more stuff now. New music by Hitsuji Bunkaku. This is Fool. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Linda Linda by the Blue Hearts. The song was heavily featured in the art coming of age Japanese movie Linda Linda Lindas. It's also the inspiration for the name of the popular American all teenage girl punk rock band the Linda Lindas. It's a good time. I hope you enjoyed that. Been talking about the ultimatum. Oh my god, also you're tuned into Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. God, I was so excited to talk about the ultimatum that I forgot to introduce the show and myself. My name is Leslie. So Leslie, me, as in me, I've been watching the ultimatum Queer Love Edition on Netflix. And it is an interesting thought experiment, if anything, in my opinion. Not only is it entertaining thus far, we'll see how long I can last watching the show, I think it's also fascinating because I kind of want to know why these people want to get married so badly. I think as a person who has no interest in getting married, I would like to see why people who have similar life experiences as I do, as a queer person and as a woman, to see why they would want to get married so badly. And I don't know, maybe my perspective on marriage will change. I do certainly think that it can be a very beautiful thing. Like, you know, to, on paper, to, for people to be united in this partnership that is supposed to be very committed and loving and caring and legally recognized under the state is can be very beautiful, you know. I guess for me, I'm just sort of like, maybe I'm kind of also looking at these people judgmentally. I feel very like, you know, you want to get married so badly that you have to go on a reality television show. And then, like, if your partner doesn't want to get married or isn't ready to get married, why is it so hard for you to give them space or give them time or perhaps to even do maybe what's best for the both of you and to end your relationship if that person doesn't want to get married? I don't know. I would like to see what these people's thoughts are and how they would approach this type of union. I'm very fascinated, and I'm excited to be challenged. I know I'm coming from a place of privilege and definitely some bias here, but I'm excited to, you know, I'm open-minded in this regard, maybe, and I'm excited to see, like, why other people experience, I don't know, the desire to be married, or the prospect of marriage in such a different way. So yeah, I'm planting the seed for that. If I finish the show, maybe it will be discussed on Typically Tuesdays when Jade returns, but who knows. Thank you for tuning in to the show today, here on 90.1 FM. You've been listening to Typically Tuesdays. My name is Leslie. Hey, don't forget to show up for the residents of Chinatown, who are your neighbors if you're not living immediately in Chinatown. Today is Monday, June 12th. This is the final day for the public hearings that the city of Vancouver is putting together for the proposal of 105 Kiefer. A lot of people will be showing up to City Hall and also to sign up to speak about why they are against this luxury condo development proposal in the middle of Chinatown. I really encourage you, if you have not already, to support Chinatown in the ways that you can. You know, contribute to mutual aid if you have the ability to do so. If you can physically be there at City Hall, that would be great. If you are able to speak as well, that would be really cool. If you have not been informed already, you can check out the previous episode of Typically Tuesdays on the cjsf.ca archives, where I chat with Russell Chung, who is the president of Chinatown Today, and he shares all of the information about 105 Kiefer, its history of its campaign, and the history of how folks have been challenging this proposal. It's really important for the proposal to be challenged, because Chinatown has already been heavily gentrified, and it is just not, like, good for the residents of Chinatown, particularly its older senior population of Chinese elders. So please do what you can to support Chinatown and its neighbors today. This is the last day for the public hearings on June 12th. So please do what you can. More information can be found on Chinatown Today at the Chinatown.today website, or look up Save Chinatown YVR on Google to check out the Save Chinatown YVR newsletter. That's it. Check out more great CJSF programming. Listen to Democracy Now! Monday to Friday from 10 to 11. My name is Leslie. Here's the final song, a classic in J-Rock, Happy End with Kaze o Atsumete. Enjoy.